Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Yadayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. And the Mishnah begins, Targum Sheba Ezra Sheba Daniel. There are certain Aramaic words that appear in Sefer Ezra and in Sefer Daniel. So you should just know that those Aramaic words, Metame Yisei Yadayim, they're included in Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore they're going to make hands tame. Targum shiksavo ivris, vivish shiksavo targum. If the targum in Ezra and Daniel, if the Aramaic was written in Lashon HaKodesh, or if you translated Hebrew into Aramaic, or another language, uksav ivri, or you write certain things that were written in uksav ivri, which was the original script that was utilized prior to Ezra's introduction of the style of writing of Ashuris. So the Mishnah tells us in that situation, those things are eno metame asayadayim. Those things are not going to make the hands tame. And why are they not going to make the hands tame? Because the olam eno metame ad shiyachtaveno ashuris ala or bidyo. If something is not going to become tame unless it's written in ashuris, in the block letters that we have in our Sifrei Torah, on parchment and written with ink. If you do those things, then it becomes tame. If and it's metame asayadayim. If not, it's a nice translation, but it's not metame asayadayim. So Omer Tzedukim, the final three Mishnayos and the Masechta deal with the different comments that were made by the Tzedukim. So the Tzedukim used to say as follows, Kovlan anu aleichem prushim, we have a lot of tainas, complaints against you. Sha'atam Omer Kisvei HaKodesh metame asayadayim, v'sifrei hamurayas eina metame asayadayim. You say that your holy books make hands tame, but the hands of the books of the Minim, the books of other books, these other secular books, those things are metame asayadayim. How is that supposed to make any sense? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, v'chi'enon wala prushim ela zubovad, when you guys were talking, that's the only complaint that you have. Hareim omer ma'atmos chamor ta'orim ba'atmos Yochanan kohen gadol tameim. They say that the bones of a donkey are a Torah, but the bones of Yochanan Kohen Gadol are tame, and not a little tuma, but very large amount of tuma. It's an abia vosa tuma. So Amru Loso, the Tzedukim said, Lefichi basan hitumasan. They said that that's because that makes sense, since you love something more, so when it's not with you anymore, it's going to be more tame. Shalyase adam atmos aviv imo tarvandos, so that people don't turn around and make their parents into spoons to eat. So Amru Lahem, so Yochanan Zakkai says, Avkesei HaKodesh Lefichi basan hitumasan. He says, that's exactly why, when it comes to Kisvei HaKodesh, we have the same rule. And what is that? That when it comes to Kisvei HaKodesh, we say that the basis of the Tumah, that is in of itself the way that things become, we assess the Tumah. And so the more we love it, the more we assess the Tumah. V'sifrei Heimaras, Einam Chaviven, Einam Metamen Asayadayim, secular books and books of the Minim. So the fact is that they're not special to us, and so therefore they are not going to be metame es hayadayim. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue with the complaints of the Tzedukim when we meet again tomorrow morning and close out Masechta Yadayim and begin the final Masechta in Chas, Masechta Uxman. Everyone have a wonderful, fantastic, and terrific day.